Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
Jerry Cooney is the as an adult life coach from the Marry Me Centre, and put that question to you, Sarah. Do you think we're talking more about it now because of the effects of the pandemic? Good morning.
Good morning, PJ. How are you? I do. I think the conversation has really grown now. I think over the last 10 years, we've started to really acknowledge the fact that our mental health is just as important as our physical health. And I think we have really seen the impact of that throughout the pandemic. And I think, I suppose, look, to be honest, we haven't even seen the full impact of that yet. It's just emerging at the moment. So it's really important to really start looking into your mental health, I think.
We were encouraged during the pandemic to look after ourselves, be kind to ourselves, or as you put it, develop a good relationship with ourselves.
Yeah, the relationship with yourself is probably one of the most important relationships you can have. Now, I know that's very easy for me to say because that's not something that we've been encouraged to do all our lives. That this is really only kind of emerging, as I said, in the last 10 years or so, when personal development and looking after your mental health was starting to be encouraged. And I suppose, you know, looking after your emotions and managing and regulating your emotions as well, as opposed to suppressing them. And, you know, that it not being acceptable to show your emotions or feel your emotions, so to speak. So developing a relationship with yourself and treating yourself like you would a loved one is now something we're really seeing the benefit of.
Yeah, we've had to, well, I won't say we had to learn it. Many people knew it. But it was a concept, I think, and I don't know whether it's a uniquely Irish thing, Sarah. The idea that self-care and self-kindness, being kind to oneself, that's totally different to selfishness. We've had to learn that.
Absolutely. You know, I suppose there's this saying, oh, they love themselves, or he loves himself, or she loves herself. Yes. You know, it's really seen as they're arrogant and they're, you know, that is a quality not to be admired. And obviously, there's a huge difference between actual self-love and appreciating and accepting yourself as you are and being arrogant. They're two totally different things. So self-love is about accepting yourself, treating yourself with compassion. And look, I know self-love is an ideal to be strived for. But even if you could get to the point of self-acceptance, we're seeing a huge amount of people not feeling good enough because of social media. Media and comparison and all of those kind of issues are really coming to the fore now, and people are just not feeling good enough in themselves. They're doubting themselves, they're comparing themselves to other people. They feel that they haven't achieved enough in life. You know, success is a huge buzzword now, even in my own industry in coaching. So it's about really trying to get to, what do you like about yourself? What do you accept about yourself? And, you know, if there's, like, I do an exercise with people around confidence and looking at what they do and don't like, and people have no issue whatsoever listing a big long list of things they don't like about themselves. And when it comes to things that they do like or love about themselves, they find it impossible. And I find that really sad. So it's about really trying to find, what is it you do like about yourself? Look at yourself through your loved one's eyes. What do they see? And how can you kind of come around to that vision as well, you know?
Yeah. The other, and there are many mantras and sayings and many motivational quotes, some of them ridiculous, some of them very useful, that we've seen over the last while. One I love in particular, Sarah, is to learn to tell yourself frequently, I am enough.
Absolutely. It's one of the most beneficial things you can do. Good enough is the thing you should really strive for, as opposed to perfection. Perfection doesn't exist. It's just totally unrealistic, totally idealistic. Good enough is where you should be hoping to kind of reach. Also, it's about finding a balance between, you know, achieving and feeling that good enough feeling as well. Like, it's just sometimes people get into a tunnel vision when it comes to perfection and achieving all this success. Sometimes it's not realistic. And the thing that people should be aware of as well, we'll say in my industry, in the coaching, in the personal development, there's a lot of toxic positivity out there now, and it's sending that message.
Oh, thank you. thank you for going there. This stupid Lego movie, everything is awesome. Oh, it drives me demented.
No, that's not realistic. And look, I'm not being negative either, because there's this fear of being negative as well. It's about finding a balance. It's about finding what works for you. It's about, you know, looking at your mindset realistically and assessing it realistically and saying, okay, there's a belief here, or there's a value here that, look, I took it from the people around me when I was younger and it's not serving me anymore. It's not about, oh my God, I can't think another negative thought ever again. It's not that. It's doing it step by step, building your self-awareness and doing what serves you, as opposed to, you know, just going gung-ho, I need to be perfect, I need to be positive all the time. That is not realistic, and it's not possible, and it doesn't do you any favors.
In fact, it might do more harm than good.
It can do, absolutely, yeah.
Finally, for now, Sarah, support. Do not be afraid to ask someone or to say to someone, listen, can I have 5 minutes? I need to talk to you about something. Don't be afraid of that.
Yes, and don't suffer in silence, if at any cost at all. You know, and sometimes, like I always say to people as well, if the first person you approach doesn't give you what you need, keep going, especially in the likes of talk therapies and counselling and things like that. I've been through it myself before many times, and sometimes a person, it needs to be a right fit. And also, you know, speaking about mental health, and if you feel that you need support with your mental health, your first call should be your GP, and, you know, seek advice from them. And then there's other excellent organisations, there's people that you can talk with, like the Samaritans. They have their free phone number 116123, and then you have organizations like Jigsaw that really support, are really doing an awful lot of work in Ireland around the area of mental health. They have a big thing up in UCC at the moment. They're doing a big project around Mental Health Awareness Week as well. And you know, there is support out there. Please don't think that there isn't. There's loads of counselors, there's loads of different, there's people like myself who do personal development. There is so much support out there. It's just that sometimes we find we can't, you know, that it's not shouted from the rooftops, unfortunately.
Okay, well, we'll be shouting a bit about it in the next week or so. Thank you very much. That's Sarah Cooney from the Merry Me Centre. She's an adult life coach, and we'll be marking in many ways over the next week or so Mental Health Week.
Cork's 96 FM.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.